A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust you with the true riches? And if you've not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they ridiculed Jesus. So he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts, for what is prized by human beings is an abomination in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. So, the one who can be trusted in little things can be trusted also in great. Here we are again, hearing sections from this wonderful Gospel of Luke. Yesterday we heard the parable of the unjust steward, and today Jesus seems to be setting things straight, like, No, I'm not telling you to be a conniver and a little shifty in your dealings. He's saying, no, let's be honest from the ground up. So I want to talk about the power of little things. Some time ago, I was in a doctor's office in a rather small waiting room that was packed full of people waiting to get in. Right next to me was a young mother with two children, one a little boy about 3 or 4 years old, and a baby probably less than a year on her lap. The little boy was evidently crazy about his little sister, and he simply couldn't leave her alone. He couldn't stay away from her, and he kept bugging her, wanting her to share the toys that were there for children, wanting to tickle her, wanting to touch her, and so on. And the mother was infinitely patient. She never once was cross, never once said no to him, or told him to stop or be quiet. She would just say very quietly, Be gentle now, be gentle. He'd come running over and she'd say, gently, gently. And he would come bouncing back again with something else and she would say, okay, dear, okay, gently. As he would reach out toward the baby, she kept saying, all right, but gently. And I thought to myself, he will grow up to be a gentleman. Wow, that's how a gentleman is made. I'll be darned. And another story. Once I had the great gift of meeting Mother Teresa face to face when she visited our community. She told us a story about her sisters in Calcutta, that one day they heard that a family close by had no food. Nothing unusual in India, I'm sure. So they cooked some rice and brought a big bowl to the home for the mother and her several children. But, Mother Teresa said, before they sat down to eat, the mother filled the bowl and sent her oldest child to bring it to an old man, a neighbor who had nothing. Then they prayed and ate. I'm sure that those children never forgot those lessons. The point I'm after is this, that little things are important. We become truthful persons by being careful always and everywhere to tell the truth and live out of our truth. We become loving persons by doing loving and generous acts in the concrete situations of everyday life. But there's one more thing, and that is what Jesus is doing in these gospel teachings that we hear day after day. Jesus is describing the awesome and grand vocation of the human person, of each one of us. He spent time with the little people, the peasants in Israel. He talked to them. He taught them. I suspect that from being around him for any length of time, they came to understand that he loved them. He wanted them, and he wants us, to be all that we can be. And that is huge. We matter. We can make a difference. Therefore, while the little things of daily life are very important, let us never lose sight of the big picture. Never forget that in this awesome, expanding universe that we live in, it is not just about you and me and our lives, but that we are intimately related to everyone else on our planet. And that what we do this minute of this day is related to and has an effect on every other human being in the world. So let us be people of hope and love. Never lose hope that we can change the world.